feeling good.
And the calf.
Except for the sickness and the calf thing. Yep.
Other than that, not.
Other than that, I'm great, yeah.
How much were you able to move around today, and how confident are you in 5 more days you'll be close?
I haven't got the 10,000 steps yet on the day, but I'm hoping to reach that later on.
Later on today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got my watch that counts my steps.
Are there any qualms that you'll be ready or not for Sunday?
That's a short word, but I'm not sure what you mean there.
Any concerns? Will you be ready for Sunday?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think they'll have to scale anything back? Will you full? Mike said he thinks you'll be able to handle a full plate in terms of game plan, and they won't have to do what you did Sunday in terms of your mobility scaling back certain play calls.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure we can adjust accordingly if I'm not ready to fully move around, but. I'd like to think with the Christmas holiday and everything comes with it, I'll be able to move around well enough.
Aaron, Pro Bowl roster is out tonight. You've heard your name called many times. Is there anybody that you're really hoping hears their name tonight?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson. I think he deserves it. There's a number of really deserving guys on our team. Some of them probably won't get it just because a lot of times it's, you know, it's more of a popularity contest, and they always say, you know, guys get voted in a year after they deserve to and maybe a year too long. But I'd love to see at least a couple of our offensive linemen get voted in because they played so well this year. John Kuhn would be a great one to get in because he's had one of his best seasons for us. You know, he's been very reliable in the packages that he's in on. He's been blocking his butt off, and, it'd be a great thing for him late in his career.
The advantages or disadvantages of playing a division team so far apart in the season?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, teams figure out their identity along the way. So, you know, they're a different team than back then. We're obviously playing better on offense than we did back then. But you just watch the season as a whole and get into the preparation. They're playing really well. They've had a great season. Obviously, Coach Caldwell, he's done some really good things with them. And their defense is, it's right up there at the top. It's great all the way around. You know, they got some dominant players up front, and linebackers are playing really well, and the back end has probably had their best season they've had in a while.
Do you have any opinion as to why you guys are perfect at home this year?
We're playing pretty good at home. You know, we're enjoying the advantage with the crowd noise and the field surface, and we're starting really fast. You know, Mike is taking the ball a few times. That's kind of led to some fast starts that we scored early and created some turnovers at home. I've been taking care of the football really well at home. So you put all those things together, you're going to win a lot of games.
With that being said, what do you think about the campaign, like the shirt you're wearing? Get loud, Lambo. Do you think they need to get louder? Or?
I think they're going to be nice and loud this week. It's going to be, a lot to play for. Playing for a first-round bye, obviously a division title, 4 in a row, and 8-0 at home. There's a lot of fun things that could happen with a win.
Last week on your radio show, you were asked about your, at that time, lack of success in Tampa. And so you ranked it on a 1 out of 1 to 10 scale. So where does this Detroit streak rank on a 1 to 10 scale? And you guys talk about that?
On my cares about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a 1. Same.
So is that something you guys talk about? Is there any added pressure with that?
No, I don't think anybody's talked about it or thought about it.
Eddie didn't have a very good game the first time out against the Lions. How much would that help and open things up if he has a good game Sunday?
Well, they've given up 100 yards rushing one time this season, and the next highest is 90, I believe. 132 is the high, and 90 is the second. So it's a stout run defense. You know, teams have been trying to pass on them, but that hasn't worked too well either. I mean, there's a reason they're at the top with the yards per rush, yards per game given up on the ground, and yards per game overall. So it's a great defense. You just have to be very efficient against them and convert third downs and convert in the red zone.
And do you like the balance that guys have displayed recently?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Eddie's been running the ball really well. The line's been blocking great. The protection's been excellent, especially the last, 6 or 8 weeks. You know, a lot of time, a limited amount of sacks, and, those guys have been playing really, really well.
Is this kind of the ideal scenario, besides maybe being 15-0, having something to play for in Week 17 and having the bye and the division title still on the table?
Yeah, I mean, the ideal would be 15-0 probably, but no, I mean, it's been a great season. We've had a lot of adversity to go through. I think that's what really builds your team's character when you're in some situations where your character is revealed. and guys responded well. You know, last game against Buffalo was a rough one, and I said during the week, I said it would be interesting to see how we respond to this, and the defense had an incredible game. You know, a lot of sacks and limited amount of yards and created turnovers. Offensively, you know, we had some very productive drives and a lot of yards, and not as many points as we would have liked, but it was a good step in the right direction after Buffalo, and now we got to take another step this week.
Is there anything that last year's win in Chicago helps you going in this game? It's kind of not do or die, obviously, looking at the show like last year, but still plenty of line on the line.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line. You know, it's an opportunity to win our fourth straight division title, which is would be pretty sweet. And get a chance for a bye, and you know, which would be great to get some rest for all of us. Home playoff game is the most important thing. It's what we play for every year, especially the way we've been playing at home. But, yeah, we learned a lot last year about how to win a tight game like that against a division opponent, and we know it's going to be the same kind of game.
What's the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten and the best you've ever given?
I mean, it's tough. I don't know what I said last year. I would say the same thing, but you know, it's just about spending time with people you love and care about. And, you know, the best gifts often aren't the most expensive. They're the ones that kind of mean the most to you, the sentimental ones. So, you know, a picture of you and a loved one or, you know, or the same thing back is usually something that's great. But expensive gifts are always nice to give and receive.
You like the way that his schedule's laid out this week? I know a lot of times guys like this Tuesday off to let their bodies heal. I know you guys didn't do a lot of practice, but what about having a Thursday off?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to complain about the Thursday off. You know, guys are appreciative of Mike and how he lays out the schedule all the time. This is, you know, it's been a lighter week. We're going to stay a little bit extra, you know, Friday to make sure all of our work is complete. But we've had this type of scenario before in the past, and had success with a Christmas day off, and Mike's just relied on the veteran guys to bring the same leadership and focus, and everybody be ready to play on Sunday, which we will.
When you played Detroit the last time, you were kind of a three receiver, and there were a lot of three receiver no huddle stuff. Do you think you guys have kind of changed offensively since then?
I'd say we're rolling personnel a little bit more. You know, John's been playing so good for us that we have to find ways to get him on the field. So it's been some three-receiver stuff with two backs and not just exclusively with a single back in the backfield. And then, you know, with Q and Richard, we've been doing some more two tight end stuff as well. So we've been rolling personnel a little bit more than maybe we thought we were going to at the beginning of the season, maybe being just a three-receiver and one running back team, you know, because of the play of, you know, John Kuhn, and then having two tight ends who've been playing really well.
You know, you were mentioning Detroit's run defense before. Even if it's not working so well on Sunday, you just have to stick with it to some extent.
Well, you do. Not many people have. I mean, they haven't had a team rush, I don't think, for 30 attempts all season on them. So people have been trying to throw it on them. People are averaging close to 40 attempts passing the ball per game and in the mid-20s running it. So it's tough. It's tough to move the ball on this team because they're so stout up front. You just know it's going to be a game where you have to be very efficient throwing the ball and have to look for those opportunities for extended plays in the run game and the pass game.